This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extending it harm to the nation. Interacting with the Indian community in Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar said that extending Article 370 created an ethos of separatism, violence and terrorism. He said it prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh at that point. Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that today the benefits of change are now visible. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that suitable and timely policy decisions and economic reforms helped India steer away from the COVID crisis. Addressing a session of Thinkers Forum in Bengaluru today, she said that the global community has recognized India for its role during the pandemic and how it is today the fastest growing economy. Foreign portfolio investors have shown a significant resurgence in their investment activity within the Indian equity markets this month, injecting over 38,000 crore rupees, mainly driven by favorable shifts in the global economic scenario and strong domestic macroeconomic outlook. The investment came following a modest investment of 1,539 crore rupees in February and a massive outflow of 25,743 crore rupees in January. With this, foreign portfolio investors, FPI's investment has turned positive to the tune of 13,893 crore rupees in equities so far in 2024 and 55,480 crore rupees in the debt market. Former Indian Air Force Chief R.K.S. Bhadauria and former YSRCP MP from Andhra Pradesh, Varaprasad Rao Velgalapalli, today joined the BJP in New Delhi. They were inducted in the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavle and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur. In Bihar, the constituent of the NDA Alliance, the JDU, today released the list of its candidates from all the 16 Lok Sabha seats. Most of the nominees are sitting MPs who have again got a chance to contest the Lok Sabha elections. The sitting MPs of Sivan Lok Sabha seat Kavita Singh and Sitamarhi parliamentary constituency Sunil Kumar Pintu have been denied tickets by the party's high command. In Tamil Nadu, after sewing up a seat-sharing deal with the BJP, the Amma Makkal Munetra Kazagam AMMK unveiled its candidates for the seven-phased Lok Sabha elections today. AMMK General Secretary T.T.V. Dhinakaran himself will contest the Theni Lok Sabha seat, while Senthil Nathan will be the NDA's pick from Trichy. Senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur criticized Punjab Minister Bhagwant Mann for not being present in the state even when 21 people were killed after consuming spurious liquor. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said Mr. Mann, who is in Delhi, didn't utter a word about the incident nor initiated an investigation. Mr. Thakur said people of the country will never approve this. In Russia, the death toll from the terrorist attack at the Crocus City Hall has climbed to 133. Quoting Russian Investigative Committee, state media, TASS reported that a search operation is underway and the rubble was being removed from the concert hall. According to the Russian Health Ministry, 147 people were injured. Meanwhile, the Russian Embassy in India has opened an online book of condolence for people who wish to offer their condolences to the families of the victims. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed greetings to the people on the eve of Holi. The President said Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. The Prime Minister said he hoped that the Festival of Colours brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's lives. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 194 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, Lucknow Super Giants were 37 for 3 in 5 overs at the Sawai Mansingh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Soccer's world governing body, FIFA, has cancelled a World Cup qualifier between Japan and North Korea, which were scheduled to be played on Tuesday in Pyongyang. FIFA announced the decision on its website on Saturday, saying it made the decision in the absence of an alternate venue confirmed by North Korea and the lack of space in the calendar to postpone this game. And that's the end of this news bulletin.